Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm so glad that you have chose our show to tune into. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is a great attitude becomes a great day, which becomes a great year. And you know, it's all about starting your day in a positive way. I am so excited to introduce my first guest. And of course, he is one of our newest sponsors. I do want to remind you, if you are interested in being a guest here, sponsoring our show, becoming part of our business mixers, our number here is 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. We have Brandon Duplessis, and he, did I say it right?
You said it right, Duplessis.
Okay, good. Okay, good. And of course, starting our show, a great attitude becomes a great day, which becomes a great year. And of course, I really want you to like sit on that for a second, because really, honestly, you know, we have the chance to start our day in a positive way, or we have a chance to wake up and maybe not appreciate all the blessings that are in each one of our lives. So with that, I am so excited, Brandon. And of course, his business is all about Gold Your Money. And of course, Brandon, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to be part of you, your group. And I love what you started the show with, because my mentor about 2 years ago, when I was having a bad day, I called him and he said, Brandon, your attitude determines your altitude. And what you wake up with, the attitude you have, will determine how high or low you will go. You set that with your attitude.
Even better. I love that. Yeah. You know what? It really is. You can turn your day around. Even if something happens, you know, you wake up, you got a flat tire, you walk out, or you get a phone call, and it's like, okay. You can look at it as, wow, okay, I might be missing an accident. I might be, there's so many things, so many ways to look at it. And so I love that.
That's exactly how I look at it. I look at it as, okay, I was meant to be in this position He saved me, God. Yeah, there was a purpose, and I trust in that.
I trust too. I like that we're on the same wavelength there. So, yeah. Well, I am so excited. And thank you so much for trusting us here at the Kim Pagano Show to send your message out there to so many people that need your services. And of course, this world is a little crazy right now, but this is a way that we can. Just another way of really saving and leaving a legacy to our families and all that. And so talk to us a little bit about how you got started and who you are.
Of course, yeah, thank you. Well, I'm born and raised in the Ventura County. I grew up in Thousand Oaks. My family went to Newberry Park High School. I graduated from Westlake. So I've been in this area my whole life. And in my early 20s, I was in the mortgage industry. This was in the 2000 time. If you remember, mortgages were booming, right? And homes and everything was building. And unfortunately, that started to slow down in 2006 and seven, if our listeners know that. And around that same time, I was blessed to have a mentor who had been retiring out of the gold industry, or sorry, the real estate industry, had given me a call 6 months after retirement and said, "Brandon, you need to check out this gold thing." The recession was coming. The markets already started slowing down. There were signs of, concerns on banks closing, like Lehman's Brothers or Bear Stearns, if you remember those banks. They're as big as a Goldman Sachs. And when he saw this coming, he sent a message to me and I listened to it. And I was blessed to start working at a company called Goldline, one of the largest and biggest companies in the industry. And it was the best education I ever had. And it prepared me and my family to position ourselves against the recession and some of the hard times other people went through. And that's kind of where I am now, to where I get another opportunity 15 years later to now help people do that again, because things are uncertain in the economy. And
They really are.
yeah.
So I have never bought or purchased any gold or silver. Okay. I think we actually have a couple bars of something or other, but CL unknown. So this is, and I always love to like dive in to learn things from other people because I know if I'm a little foreign to it, other people are probably too.
You're
And
brave enough to ask the question, right?
exactly. I'm always that one that, that raises their hand.
Somebody has a question and you're asking it. So,
Exactly. So talk to us about it. Like, first of all, are you buying, is it gold on a paper or are you actually buying a gold bar or a silver bar? How does that
yeah,
work?
so like I have some things just on my desk, for example. This is an actual silver bar. It's 10 ounces, so
Okay.
it's pretty heavy.
Right.
Or you can buy things like gold coins,
Okay.
right? So it's physical, it's real.
Right.
And my clients want to own something outside of the banks, outside of paper, and something that's physically there, tangible.
Okay.
So we only deal with physical metals.
Okay.
We don't deal with anything paper. So it's all real art.
Okay. So, which leads me to my next question. Why would you buy that as opposed to having money in the bank?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the banks don't give us a lot on our money,
Okay.
right? So when we make money, unless you're spending it, they say cash is king, right? So if you're spending it today,
Yes.
you're getting its value. It's a fair exchange. But if you're saving your dollars that you've worked hard for, the question is, where do I save it properly? How do I? And that's the biggest question most people have. Like,
Right.
most people don't know how to use their money and put it somewhere. They trust someone else to do it for
That's
them
very
most
true.
times. So, and I was part of the banking system before, so I know how that all works. But with that being said, the dollar is the real reason. So why would I take my money, my paper assets, and move it into a physical? Last year, the dollar lost 10% of its value. And most people aren't aware of that because they're working daily. They're hustling for that dollar and putting it into their savings or other paper assets. But when the dollar goes down, gold goes up. It's like a seesaw.
Right.
So in the time of uncertainties and times of high money printing, the banks aren't giving us the type of increase that inflation's happening. So if you got 4% in the bank last year, 10% inflation, you're still down negative six. You
Okay.
didn't beat that. So this is one of the best hedges against inflation. And that's the real main reason why people will take their money and secure it in something like gold and silver.
Okay. And so, say I purchase, like, what would something like that cost?
So something like this is a 10 ounce silver bar. Silver's around, this would be about $820 right now.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, I bought it for about $400.
Oh, wow. So it's
Yeah.
really okay.
Yeah, it's moved quite a bit.
And
Yeah.
gold and silver are up right now?
Yes, it's interesting because it's down from its higher point a few months ago,
Okay.
but it's double what it was a year ago. So it's more of like a staircase kind of movement. It doesn't just go straight up forever. So when these pullbacks happen, that's when you want to buy. That's the buying opportunity, right?
All right.
And when it's rising, you know, the old saying, you buy on the low, you sell on the high kind of
Right,
thing.
right.
But silver and gold, something you buy and keep. You buy and hold it. So you're not like looking at a quick turnaround. You're looking at holding 3, 5 years. You're putting it away. Kind of like you mentioned, Kim, you can even leave it to your family. I
Right.
can pass this to my son in his hand privately, right?
Yeah.
So the concept though is when you're shifting your paper into dollar or gold and silver, doesn't hurt if you buy it when it's lower,
Right.
right? You
Yeah,
just
no.
get more. Yeah, it's at $80 now. It was up to 120 in February.
Wow.
So
Okay.
$40
So
off.
once you buy something, how long does it take for you to get it?
It's pretty quick.
Oh.
So once we set up the account with you and you place your order, once we receive funds within 3 business days, those metals are usually delivered to someone's house, fully insured and registered. So they require a signature and it's private. So it doesn't say, you know, gold all over it. There's not a bow on top of it. So it just looks like a normal FedEx delivery and you are required to sign for it. But typically within 3 days.
How fun to get gold in the mail or being delivered, I guess you would
It's
say.
tightly packaged and it's double boxed. So you literally are taking a knife to cut it open. It's taped really well. Even once you get inside the box, each gold and silver asset's like bubble wrapped and it's very secure, nothing shaking around, and it's nice
Wow.
and heavy. It's kind of cool once you get it in your hands.
How fun. Yeah. Let me ask you a question in regards to silver or gold. How do you know
Okay.
one you want to buy?
Well, that's where, you know, us having a conversation makes a difference because we won't really know what the best avenue is for you until we have a real conversation and I find out what each client's situation is. So, for example, I have a client doing a very large purchase, and if he bought a lot of silver, it would be thousands of pounds for him. He's
Okay.
an older guy. He's getting in
Right.
his 70s. So he's not trying to carry thousands of pounds of silver, not even from FedEx to his safe. So gold might be more fitting for a gentleman in that scenario because gold, you can buy $1 million worth of gold and it fits in a shoebox. Because this ounce of gold is about $5,000. This 10 ounces of silver, which is way bigger, is only $800. So you get about, you know, my math may be off a little bit, but you get about 40, 50 ounces of silver for the same ounce of gold.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of silver. If we have a conversation, I'd probably shift why I think silver's the better buy right now because it's undervalued and it's expected to see higher increase than gold is, percentage-wise. When gold's $5,000, it sounds exciting, like, wow, that's expensive. It is, but there's less gold than there is silver in the world. So gold is more expensive because of that. But if silver moves up $7, or $8, that's a 10% increase. For gold to go up 10%, it has to go up like $400 or $500. So you actually end up seeing a better increase out of silver than gold percentage-wise. Last year, gold went up about 60, 50%. Silver went up almost 200%.
Wow, that's huge. That's
Yes. Yeah, it's a big difference. So for me, if they're both the same benefit, they're both money, they're both a hedge against inflation. But if I'm trying to grow my money a little bit more, I'm buying silver, in my
silver is the
opinion.
oh, okay. And where do you, I mean, are these people keeping them in the safe? Do they keep them in the bank, safe deposit box? What is the, norm?
You know, I would say there's multiple norms in the sense because everyone's different, but I would say most of my clients keep it somewhere safe within their house, meaning they don't, My biggest advice to people is the number one way to keep it safe is don't tell people you have it. You
Yep.
know, don't,
Yeah.
don't go show your neighbors.
Nowadays, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you have a secret door in your room. Don't go show everyone the secret door. It's like that's how you keep the secret. So, most people keep it somewhere safe in their home. We do have a great connection here with local safe companies. So, if clients need a safe delivered or put into their home, they could. But you can also go and put in a safety deposit box. That's your choice. It's nice to know that your metals are at your home and you can access it when you want to. So that's one of those benefits. And then lastly, we also can help you set up what's called a depository, which is, you know, when the armored trucks pick up money from the banks, right? Like Brinks, for example, Brinks armored trucks, or where they take the money back to is called a depository. These are highly guarded locations. They're very secure and they're insured by Lloyd's of London. So they're privately insured. Up to $1 billion on the account too, which is crazy. But that's a large insurance policy because it's in such a secure place and it's securing high value items. And that's why even banks keep the money there. They don't keep it inside the bank, which is funny, right? With the first question you asked is why would you move money out of the bank? And even banks move money out of the bank. It's hard to go into the bank
Oh,
and
I
get
didn't even
100.
think about that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's hard to go and get 20 grand even or 50 grand cash.
Yeah.
It actually
You almost have
keep
to order it.
yes. So that same security that the banks take with your own money is what you can do with your gold and silver. And I can help people set that up too, where you pay a fee to store your metals. A lot of people with trust or families that they're leaving it to will tend to do that because it's all organized, it's in one location and it's insured. So yeah, you have options, but most people keep it at their home if it's
Okay. And now let me ask you, bars versus coins. Does it matter which someone buys and where, you know?
Gold is gold. Yeah, gold is gold and silver is silver. So from that standpoint, it almost doesn't matter like what's on it or what country it comes from. That's just design and preference, you know, aesthetics. Gold coins or silver coins versus gold or silver bars. Bars are minted by private mints. Like you might have heard of Credit Suisse or Perth Mint. Well, Perth is, but either way, Credit Suisse, John Matthys, these are private mints that make these bars where coins are guaranteed by governments. So they're actually money. Gold coins and silver coins are actual currency. So they have a face value on it, meaning a dollar amount on it, and they're considered legal tender. So they're stamped with their size, weight, and purity on it, and it makes it more authentic and easily traded around the world at any time.
Brandon, this is so interesting. I have to say, first of all, I want you to give out your phone number and your website so my listeners can know more about this too.
Absolutely. Our website is goldyourmoney.com. And our phone number is 805 323 GOLD or 805 323 4653.
There
And
you
you can
go.
call us.
I love it. Yeah. Question. Okay, 401k. How do you talk to us about that?
Yes, so I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people are, in a sense, cash poor, like their money's in real estate, their money's in IRAs, 401ks, annuities. And most people don't know that you can actually take a retirement account, a 401k, an IRA, even annuities, all these different types of accounts, and you can shift that money without tax and without penalty into a traditional IRA that stores and insures physical gold and silver for you. So it works just like we talked about with the Brinks storage. As long as your metals are stored in a depository and insured, like Lloyd's of London, like I mentioned, the government will qualify it as a traditional IRA.
Wow.
As long as it's reported properly, which we use a custodian that does all the reporting for you, it's a self-directed IRA and it leaves you with no tax, no penalty, but you have real gold in your IRA.
I like that. Question, if you wanted to sell it, how hard is it to sell? 'Cause I see people, you know, like I've got coins for sale and all that. How do you even know what it, you know, is a gold coin a gold coin?
Yeah, it is. And you know, one thing that I learned early in this industry is that gold and silver is only worth one thing, and that's what someone's willing to give you for it. So if you go to 10 different coin shops, for example, you could sell it easily on the day, but what are they going to give you for it, right? Are you going to get taken advantage of? Are they giving you a fair price? And with my company and our clients, they don't have to worry about that. We keep in contact with you quarterly. We give you updates. So you have your gold guy to call every day if you need it. And we build that relationship with you where when the time comes, you need to sell, or maybe even I say, hey, it's a good time to sell in 5 years. If you decide to liquidate, just like it was easy to deliver the metals, it's just as easy to liquidate. I send you boxes. I give you instructions on how to overnight it. It's all labeled and we pay for everything. So that way it's done correctly. And within 3 days, we send you a check or bank wire. So clients don't have to worry about negotiating or haggling. We actually give full wholesale pricing for all of our liquidation. So essentially, we have one of the highest and best buybacks in the industry for my clients.
I love
So we don't have anybody, I've never had a scenario where someone's got more money out of their metals than they have with me because we don't actually charge people to liquidate either.
Wow.
So when our clients want to exit, they can exit easily. It's just a matter of a phone call and they get top price too.
Love it. I love it. I know that you are in the early stages of building a nonprofit. Can you share a little? I have a couple minutes left.
Thank you for asking. Yes. So I'm really proud of this project and excited for it and just thankful. I've always been big in giving back in any way I can. And I have a 13-year-old son named Michael with autism, and he's nonverbal. So he's never spoken a word. But he says so much without even talking. But Michael has this device. It's a talking device, like an iPad, that he can type into and it can speak for him. These iPads and the program cost $1,500, $2,000 just to receive it. And I'm blessed that I was able to afford it, but there's lots of families that can't. And having a son with autism, I also know some of the other struggles that families go through. It's a blessing, but every blessing has its burdens too. And when you and you're we're not meant to go through it alone. So we started a nonprofit called Courage Beyond Speech, a Michael Jacob project. And we're going to focus on helping families get these talking devices. We're going to help families with educating with resources and so many things coming up. We'll talk about it before. But yes, it's Courage Beyond Speech, a Michael Jacob project. And we're really going to give
We
back.
might have to do that at one of my business mixers. We always pick a nonprofit. I love that. Wow. I just met somebody that I would love to connect you to.
Perfect. Yes,
That
thank you.
with a son too. And literally we talked for hours, about that. So
Build community. Yes, it's important. So thank you, Kim. I always
Absolutely.
appreciate your.
Brandon, this was such a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for believing in my show. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's truly my passion to help people to connect. I know that you've been to also my business mixer, you and your beautiful wife, Valerie. And I love what we do, and I love doing it with you too. Again, please share all your information for our listeners and how they can become a part of what you do and raise more money.
Yes, absolutely. Again, I'm Brandon Duplessis with Gold Your Money. You can go to goldyourmoney.com or call us directly at 805-323-4653 or 805-323-GOLD.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you again.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks, or order online today. Mangia!
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And I've actually had a couple minutes to talk with my next guest. And of course, wow, he's got, this is just like a tidbit of his life. And, but what a great thing to be sharing. He is sharing his newest book, 20 Reasons Why People Dump Each Other. In marriage or romantic relationships. And of course, we're talking about Rami Geffner. He was a surgeon, a Well, dermatologist, he's got so many feathers in his cap. And I'm sure this is not going to be the first time or the only time he's going to be on my show. I love when you meet people that you know are going to be in your life for a long time. And we're going to find out. I had to tell him, like, let's just not talk anymore so that I can get some of this on our interview. And of course, he's got so much knowledge. Let's welcome Rami. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here, and it was really great speaking with you before, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, I know we talked about so many things already, but talk about how you got started, first of all, and where you started and all the things that you've done in your life.
Well, I'll tell you the major reason that I guess we're talking about is I started like realizing way back how important relationships really are, because it affects everybody. You know, everybody is in some form of a relationship at one point or another, or they have a small hiatus where they're not and wish to be in. The problem is that even though we love relationships and they're very, very important because basically it's something that moves us in life, the problem is that once we get an There's no perfect relationship, number one. So let's establish that, okay? If we're humans, we have emotions, things come into conflict, we have to discuss them and deal with the issues. And having been in medicine for so many years and having engaged in conversations and in helping other people, it's come to my awareness that most people don't have the tools to work with and trying to figure out how to deal with an issue. And so I thought that is my mission is basically to develop that awareness so that people realize that if they want the help because they want to read about it and learn what the issues are and how to discuss them, that I should start writing about it. And as a result of writing this book, I became extremely, I almost became isolated in just writing. And so for the last few months, I've written a total of 7 books, and I continue writing that on different aspects of each relationship. But in this case, what I wanted to bring about is the things that really bother men, the really things that bother women, and the commonalities that bother each other about issues that come up. Because our hormones are slightly different, the way we're reared are slightly different, everything has an effect on us. Society has an effect on the way we think and what we do and how we feel. So there's a little bit of a difference between the approach that a woman would have with a man and a man with a woman. And that's where the differences come.
Rami, I love that. You know, I always say that, like, my husband brings what he's learned in his life or was what brought up, and I bring what I've learned and what I've been brought up, and now you try to mesh them together. And then, like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, right? And I think that's where relationships come in. I want to ask you a question. How did your personal relationship inspire this book?
Well, you know what? I don't like to discuss my private life because, see, my books are based on patterns of relationships, and they deal with a whole host of issues that come up. And I've spent literally years dealing with people and trying to explain to them the issues that come up. And it's over time that I've learned to deal with the issues that come. And through that, that's what I want to share. I want to deal with, you know, I want to deal with my work that comes from years of observation and studies and understanding. And rather getting very personal about my life, which is like a little inkling in the sand that
There you
does
go. I
deserve
like
a mention, I'd rather kind of talk about the issues of, even though I have 20 reasons why men don't like, women don't like, I'd rather like concentrate a little bit so that you kind of get a feel for what I write about. Okay, so as I was saying, the way I approach things is that I I list the issues, then I provide a dialogue before awareness of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that came out of his mouth, to the awareness of like, yeah, let's deal with that and let's learn about it and let's really work on it together, to the next dialogue where they speak to each other and now it's been fixed, it's been repaired. So for instance, I'll give you an idea, okay? What is it that women tend to get really hung about that bothers them in a relationship? So let me, I'm not gonna go through all 20 reasons, but I'll give you the top five, okay? The first one seems to be women feel bad and feel unappreciated when they are not, they feel like they've not been seen or not been heard. So you can have a conversation with whoever you're relating to, but if you feel like they're not listening to you, yet they haven't heard and they're not paying attention, that's a big one, okay? So the other thing too is like when you're telling them a story that's pretty emotional to you, if you don't get the feel that they see themselves in that situation or feel empathetic, then you start losing that emotional connection that is so important in each relationship. You want total attention and you want them to understand the feeling that you're expressing. You want to at least feel that they're trying to, okay? Then let's say you end up living with someone and you know, life becomes sometimes a humdrum. But if you get up in the morning and you don't do a little special, a little hug, a little kiss, a little say, I love you, I miss you, okay, how you feeling, okay? When you don't do those things, people start feeling like roommates, right? And that's, George Clooney said that about his wife after 7 years of being married. He says, I'm beginning to feel like we're roommates. I know we have a problem. I need to work on it. Because you know what happens to roommates eventually? You lose the zest, the excitement, and then things start to happen, you know? So another, the fourth most common reason is that there are poor communication, that a woman especially wants to understand that a man is speaking to her or a man to a man, whatever the relationship is, that the two of you could communicate about anything.
Right.
Whatever is possible, communicate. And then if somebody in that relationship, for instance, which is the fifth reason, feels like they're taking on an extra labor to deal with the relationship, whether it's between the two of them or whether there's kids involved or other family, like they're always on top of things, that becomes very tiring. So that becomes a problem in a relationship, and you need to communicate, discuss it, and air your feelings. And you want to do it in a very positive manner, because that's what keeps a relationship going. Not blaming each other, but rather say trying to deal with it and kind of get each other's feeling and maybe improve it. Now, that's the most common five reasons that women complain about men. Can I tell you what men complain about women?
Yes, please.
Okay. So it seems like the most important one is that a man likes to feel that he's appreciated. Appreciation is big, and he doesn't like too much criticism. So you don't want to appreciate him and then criticize him. You want to appreciate him and not criticize him. And that's what men love to hear. You know, they love to hear that from whoever they have a relationship with. Like, hey, thank you so much. That was wonderful. I appreciate your help. That kind of stuff, you know? That's the most important. The next most important, number two, is basically when there's a lack of physical affection and intimacy. What's the difference between affection and intimacy? Affection is like being warm and cozy and touchy and feel, okay? Intimacy is a little bit more than that, okay? Now, I wrote a book called How to Keep Your Man, comma, The Biology and Rhythm of Sexual Desire. Now, as a physician, I know a lot about hormones and the effect of hormones on both men and women alike. So to some extent, okay, we are controlled by our bodies. To another extent, we also, as human beings, bring other things to the table, such such as emotion. The physicality and the emotion are very close, you know, but there's also an understanding that since we are ruled by hormones, that we all have a rhythm. And to understand each other's rhythm is so genuine and so factual that you cannot deny something that is a fact exists. And then once you know that, you kind of move on in a like an easier manner of dealing with each other, you know? So that's number two. That's a big one. The lack of physical affection or intimacy, okay?
Right.
The other, the third one, a man usually is very touched by the fact that if there's no, if there's a distance or a feel of coldness, that's a real no-no. We like feeling warm. We like being cozy. As much as women might not consider that, you know, we like to be touched. We like to be cuddled. We like to be mama'd a little bit. We want that affection that I talked about as being part of that second problem. That's what affection shows.
Okay. You know?
The fourth one is when you're doing, you think you're doing your best, but that best is not secured by appreciation. The man starts feeling that nothing I could do is just good enough for her. Like you could do, you could go out of your way. You think like you've just conquered Mount Everest. And she says, what about my, you know, Mount McKinley? Mount Everest is easy.
Yeah, Rami, you're bringing a couple, you're hitting some points here for me. Sensitive. Huh? Like, I better call my husband and tell him thank you for.
The book is, listen, look, my mission is very, very important to me. The rate of divorce has not slowed down. You know, when divorce happens, it affects so many people, especially children and, you know, extended families, etc. There's got to be a feel for this to occur. We need to talk about it. We need to bring it out to the open. And under the foundation of healthy relationships, which I've started, and with that, we're going to have like group sessions. I'm trying to get a spot in the medical school and teach physicians. I'm trying to get clinicians and psychologists and coaches to bring together people. I'm trying to bring awareness, and I just have not seen enough awareness amongst us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the last of the fifth reasons between what men look for is they love getting respect, but who doesn't?
Right.
But for some reason, men feel like, oh, please, I need that respect because I need to feel like
a man.
Yeah, exactly.
To feel like,
yeah. There's a little difference between men and women, but you know what? It is what it is, and it needs to be said like it is, you know?
Right.
We can't pretend. And if we know the reasons, then you know what the job is. You know what the job is, then you can focus on how to do it.
Right.
And how to get that accomplished.
That's what my dad used to say to me. If you know how to fix it, then you know what to do. If you don't, right? So, I mean, if that's that open communication that you have with somebody, that's really the key. Tell me what I need to change. And if you're open in a relationship, then you're going to make it work. So, wow, I love this. Rami, you got a lot of these things from your years of being a doctor and being a surgeon, right? Of just talking to people, or did you actually interview people to get these five and five?
Well, let me put it this way. I don't have a research lab, but I'd seen hundreds of thousands of patients, and I'm always very open with my patients. I've actually fixed patients up with other patients and caused marriages to occur.
Right.
I had over 300 employees for 45 years. I became very close because that's the kind of person I am. And I had to deal with issues that they had to, and I had to study it. I had to think about it. They asked me for my opinion, you know, and this is real stuff. This is the real stuff. This is not like sitting at a desk pretending everything is occupable.
Yeah. You're dealing with their lives. Yeah, their personal lives.
Correct. So having gone through that whole situation with so many people, I started thinking about it, writing and making notes. And after accumulation of many years of doing that, I decided to put it together for other people.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm sure you're going to help so many people. I would love you to send me your 2 books, please. Actually, all your books, because even the books that we talked about before. Can we give a book away to a listener that really needs this in their life?
Of course.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
It's a phenomenal. Listen, I'm not doing this to toot my own horn, but I tell you, when I read any of the books I wrote, I get so engrossed by them that I have to defocus to continue doing my other work. But this book, and especially, I advise to anybody in a relationship, even if you think you're in a good relationship, it brings awareness of things that you don't think about.
Right. Ronnie, we have a couple minutes left. We didn't talk about your affirmation or your air. And can we just talk about that really quick?
So AIR stands for, it's an acronym. An acronym is something that you put together from the first letters of words. So AIR stands for AIR stands for awareness. The I stands for intention. And the R stands for repair. So the magic of this AIR is like the air you breathe. You can't breathe without the awareness of AIR. If you forget to breathe, what happens? You die.
Right.
You don't want to die. You want to be aware of what's going on around you if you don't take that deep breath of AIR. Right. So let's say you have a situation or it hasn't even developed. But all of a sudden, you think, oh my gosh, why didn't I pick up on this? That's called awareness, okay? You now know something is going on. Once you know that, and you know it's not healthy, it's not good, you go into intention. You want to figure out how to get over it, make it better, heal, whatever it is that you need to do, but you know, being aware that that is not good. You want something good. So now you're going to repair because you have the awareness, you know, the intentions to make it better. And now you do something about it. You do a repair. You start reading these books that I write. If you need to see a professional, you see a professional, you do whatever it takes to repair your situation. But I bet you, if you read my books, you will be ahead of the curve by a lot.
I love it. Rami, how do my listeners find you, and how do they, do you have your website, and where do they get your books?
So all my books are coming on Amazon. So if you look under R.E. Geffner, you'll start seeing my books appear. I have a website called by the same name, R.E. Geffner. I don't have it in front of me.
We'll put it in our newsletter, because you will be in our newsletter, so, and on our social. But definitely they can look you up on Amazon and get your books there. And we're going to give away a couple books. Can we do a couple? Is that okay? 2 books?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And they can call in or text me 805-419-0008 and just write AIR. AIR on there. So we'll all know what you're talking about. And again, Rami, I can't wait to have you back. We only touched the surface here, and I'd love to get to know you and have you back again. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you.
Thank you for the interview. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Blaine. How are you?
Good, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on my show, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, joining me is Blaine Maxfield, and he serves as a managing director of welfare and self-reliance services for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And thank you again for joining us. And of course, We're talking a little bit about the justserve.org, correct? As a food aid to millions of pounds distributed worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit about it, Blaine?
Yes, no, I'm glad to. Thank you, Kim. Yeah, we just recently published our report, which highlights $1.5 billion in humanitarian aid that was provided over this last year. It focuses on more than 3,500 humanitarian projects that took place in 196 countries and territories all over the world. We're focused on the most basic and urgent needs that people would have. And you mentioned food. Those urgent needs looks like providing families in need with food. Mothers and newborns, more than 20 million of them, received vitamins last year, and over 200,000 pregnant women were screened so that they could get the aid that they needed. Also, we focus on disaster relief, whether it's domestic or international as well.
Wow. Okay. I like that. Now, talk to us about clean water. That also is something that you serve too, correct?
Yeah. You know, and it's so easy to take something like that for granted, but in places around the world, individuals spend a good portion of their day still seeking out clean water. On the Caring for Report, one of our favorite pictures is of Yolanda. And she's this young woman that now is just drinking a glass of water at her school. And before this water was available to her, she would have to get up very early and spend hours walking to get clean water, bringing it home, then go to school. Then after school, she'd go and get more water. It's changed the trajectory of her life and allows her to focus more on her studies and other things that are helpful for herself and also for her learning and community.
Wow. And what about education? And we all know that education is something that's so important.
Yes, we love to couple our humanitarian projects with self-reliance efforts. Education is a big part of that. For example, more than 140,000 individuals participated in one of our self-reliance groups. So in those groups, you can learn to become more self-reliant by learning education for better work skills, learning how to start or grow a business. We also offer a loan program for many of those members of our church, and we'll go out. And last year, more than 16,000 of those received or were part of our perpetual education program, so they can get educated, which leads to a job in demand, allowing them to provide better for themselves and their families.
And also, talk to me a little bit about the disaster relief that you guys have in response to earthquakes, wildfires, floods, and all of that needs.
Yeah, that is a big effort that takes place all over the world. Specifically here in the United States, we try to mobilize quickly and coordinate with community resources. What we'll do is we'll often use some of our local meeting houses. They become then command centers so that we can understand who needs the aid. And then we get those volunteers out to help as quickly as possible. Last year, some of those examples look like us being able to help with the fires that took place in Southern California. Water aid, cleanup after the disaster. Southeastern part of the United States had several disasters. Even right now, we're tracking some fires that are taking place in Texas so that we can appropriately get our network together and send volunteers in to help as quickly as they're able to receive us.
Well, which leads into my next question, Blaine, is volunteer. Obviously, it takes a village and you can't do it alone. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, we recognize that there's more need than we can just provide. And we found that we're able to amplify our work when we collaborate with other organizations. We work with some of the largest humanitarian organizations like a UNICEF or Save the Children, the World Food Program, CARE, and others. We've actually built a consortium of humanitarian organizations that are helping us to take the lead on our women and children efforts so that we're able to render health care, food, education, and even literacy programs all over the world. We recognize we do not do this alone. We're just one of many that are trying to help.
I love that. I love that. And again, how can my listeners find out more about this and so they can be involved?
Yeah, this is our favorite question, Kim. People will say, I don't even know where to start. I want to put my best intentions into action. And so we'd invite people to go out to our free nationwide platform, justserve.org. There, regardless of your background, you can find projects, more than 3,000 of them, every month. You simply go to justserve.org, you put in your zip code, and then you choose a project that best fits your schedule and that's close to you.
Well, that's really cool. Okay, great. Well, again, Lane, thank you so much for joining us. And please share our show with everybody and download our podcast. And have a great day. And thank you for what you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you enjoyed our show. And of course, thank you to our sponsors, our newest one, Brandon and Gold Your Money. Definitely reach out to him and check that out. And also sign up for our business mixer. That's happening April 23rd, 5 to 8 in Newberry Park. You can text me at that number, 805-419-0008, and just put mixer and I will get you the information. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to share you and your business. Have a great rest of your day. And of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. And it's really all about thinking happy. You can think your day into being happy. With that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. It's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.